Chapter 11. Wednesday, May 16th, 4:46 p.m. Sandy O'Grady kept thinking that Danny was dead. Small communities had their rituals, their established ways of dealing with the major passages of life. Almost all involved food. Someone was getting married. Bake the bride's favorite bread and tape the recipe card to the baking tin for her future kitchen. Someone was having her first child. Pile up the homemade sugar cookies, cut into the shape of little booties. A graduation barbecue. Bring Mama's award-winning three-bean salad. The yearly race to bale hay before the Oregon rains ruined the crop. Bring fresh corn and tomatoes from the garden, plus bags of sugar and rock salt for the ice cream maker. Maybe include a package of chocolate chips. Someone died. Bring out the casseroles. Dad's ham and potato surprise. Grandma's seven-layer taco supreme. Bake a ham, baste a turkey. Make it big, hearty, and rich. And deliver it with plenty of Kleenex and a shoulder for the widow to lean upon. Then return 2 days later with a pan of brownies or a couple of apple pies. Sooner or later, even the most stoic survivors turn to sugar for solace. It's simply a way of life. Yesterday evening, on the O'Grady front doorstep, the first casserole had appeared. It was accompanied by a note that said, "Deepest sympathies." No name attached. Sandy realized then how bad the days would be. Neighbors understood their torment. Some even sympathized. But in these circumstances, no one knew what to do. When Danny had been transported to Cabot County's juvenile detention hall, he'd been wearing a bulletproof vest.